Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online Metro Puerto Rico y El Calce, mi invitado especial Bhupinder Gujjar, parte del roster de Impact Wrestling directamente de India para el mundo. Bhupinder, it's an honor for us to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Thank you for being here, sir. Your career and your pathway has been different and interesting, to say the very least. You made your debut in 2019, and just in a few months, you'd made your debut with Impact as well. You got officially signed last year, but you had a different beginning because your trainer was none other than the great Kali back in India. How was your time training back in India with Kali, sir?
Oh, that was a great experience. You know, I never see anyone tall like him before in my life. So when I moved at his school, then I was just, first thing, I was just looking at his face and his hands, giant. But I was there for not like 6-7 months, like my basic training I would have done from there. But that was a good enough time to, talk to Kali about pro wrestling and, you know, getting my drills in, learning about pro wrestling, what exactly professional wrestling is. So that's a great time, you know. That's something I have learned, that, and it's helped me to make sure that, yes, I want to do pro wrestling.
That's great, sir. And you had the opportunity to make your debut, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2019 as well, as part of the Desi Hit Squad for Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
How was your experience to face yourself to a huge scenario or a huge mainstream company like it's Impact Wrestling? That was your first time. What do you recall, you know, on your first day with Impact back in 2019?
Yeah. First, I want to say, like, I got trained by great Kali when I was in India, and then when I moved to Canada, I got trained by Scott Demore. And that when I get chance to work with Impact in 2019, I was super nervous, moved to Canada, had no clue what I'm doing, and scary, because you know, when you move to different country, culture is different, people are different, and I don't know like how things works here. So that I was little, you know, confused new kid, especially to this business and to this country. So that was when I get a chance to work with Impact. It took me like a couple of days to digest, like, okay, I'm working with TNA, Impact Wrestling, because back then it used to be TNA six-sided ring. So I had to confirm from Scott, like, hey Scott, is it the same TNA when I used to watch in India? I was like, yes, now it's Impact. So I was like, it took me a couple of days to digest, you know. I was like, okay, I'm going with Impact. And I did some shows in Canada with under Desi Hit Squad. So that I think really, when you know, you had like big matches, these kind of big matches, you know, like what you want to do, because you already have the taste of success, you know. And I knew, like, I had compete in 2019 or 2019 in front of big crowd, like in Windsor, Canada. So right away I knew, like, yes, I just love pro wrestling, I want to do it. And for my visa issue reasons, so I couldn't cross border and couldn't perform in states. But I was training under Scott at his school, BC Dub, and I was just waiting for my time. And 2021 I signed officially with Impact Wrestling full-time, as a full-time, all visa issues sorted. So now traveling the world and, you know, learning a lot about pro wrestling.
That's a dream come true, to say the very least. When Impact Wrestling, either Scott D'Amore or the person that provided you the contract, handled you that contract, you earned it, you worked for it very hard, you are about to sign. What's going through your mind? Like, you watched this a long time ago. It was TNA, now it's Impact Wrestling. It's one of the top companies all around the world. How do you feel to be, you know, chosen to be part of that roster?
Yeah, I want to say I was preparing for it, because I spent like over a decade in my different sports. Like, I started my career, as most people I think if they don't know, like, I started my career as a bodybuilder, boxing, kickboxing, national level kickboxer, and I was doing all that stuff. But I knew that I wanted to do pro wrestling. Back then we didn't have much opportunity, so that was the only way I wanted to just keep doing and finding my way. But when I signed with Impact, like, I wanted to do it, but it was like I was scary because I had no one around me, like no friend, no family. It was just by myself, and I was, if I have had to sign that big contract, I don't know, I don't understand like what exactly this contract is about. I just don't want to sign the contract or gonna stuck with some company. And when I got a call from Sanjay Dutt, and he explained me about pro wrestling, like Impact Wrestling, sorry. So it really, he really helped me to get, gain the trust. And I was expecting it to happen like in a couple of years down the line, like maybe after 2 years when I moved, when I know like, I'm training or whatever. But it happened right away when I moved, and it's like my hard work pays over whatever I was doing for years and back home. I moved here, and then I was like, okay, that's, after I got a call from Sanjay, I was like, I'm gonna just sign this contract and let's see where it's gonna take me, And then as I think back, as I remember, like I never cheated a single day. Like if I can, I knew I wasn't sleeping well, just 4 hours sleep, going crazy, but I never cheated ever in my life, training, wrestling, school or whatever, but it's just a loop was going on. And finally, I end up with Impact Wrestling.
And inside Impact Wrestling, you've had the opportunity to face and share the ring with so many names. One of them, a former world champion, as well as Bully Ray or Eddie Edwards, for example. There are a lot of talent that you have the opportunity to share the ring with. Moose, for example. How do you felt, being toe to toe, step by, face to face with the biggest names in the industry?
When you get to know like you are working with all these superstars, you are first definitely nervous. But if you have you work on yourself and if you know what you're doing, it's more easy. Just have to tell like, hey, that's what I'm gonna do in a ring. And inside the ring, it's all competition. I just want to give my best. I don't want to look shit inside the ring when I'm facing all these superstars, because people are watching me, so I want to give my best. And that's my kind of theory behind it. Like I respect all these superstars, all these pro wrestlers or those who are my senior, but once I'm in the ring, I just want to give my best. So and I think that's the way of show what you got, and it really helps you to build your confidence around these superstars.
Over the years, you had a lot of opportunities, but as well, recently, you had the opportunity to perform in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time with Lucha Libre AAA. It was waving that Impact Wrestling flag. You were representing Impact as part of the international team. A lot of co-workers as well, partners from Impact, had the opportunity to be there. How did it feel for you to, to be there at Tijuana representing Impact Wrestling in front of thousands of people from Mexico, sharing the ring with people like Penta? But obviously, that Impact Wrestling flag, like, you had the opportunity to wave it in Mexico. How did it felt?
Oh man, it felt great because when I landed Guadalajara, it was like, I felt like, oh,
Guadalajara.
that looks same as India. You're not gonna believe, like that was my first reaction. I was sitting just beside Josh and I was telling him, hey Josh, did this place remind me of my home country? And he was like, oh really? I was like, yeah, Guadalajara, like the people here so nice, and the whole structures are like, like my own country. So I loved, like the first thing it was my first time, I just loved Mexico. And then I had big match like Pentagon, Black Truth, Laredo Kid, and representing India and representing Impact Wrestling on such a big stage, and seeing the whole opening ceremony, big military, tens of thousands of people in this big stadium. And I was like, oh my God, I just love it. And yeah man, it felt amazing. I was so nervous for that match because I had to take finish from Laredo Kid, and I was nervous because I never had taken any Spanish fly from the top rope. So I was
That
kind of,
was
I
your
had butter.
first?
That was my first, actually. I never had in my
It
life.
was brilliant. That was a clean one. Like,
So yeah, I wasn't even care about my match at that point of time, and I was just working in my mind like, okay, how can I make him look great, especially in Mexico? How can I take his finisher like as the best as I can? So I was just working on it, studying it, and we had like the small couple of seconds feud in last segment of the match. That was great, and we finished it well, and I gained few people's trust over there, made new friends in Mexico, and I love that place.
And you also had the opportunity to face, as you mentioned, Laredo Kid and Black Taurus, two Impact Wrestling stars as well. Like, brilliant.
That's big.
I'm going to say something in Spanish, if you allow me, sir. Y es que este 26 de mayo, viernes 26 de mayo, Impact Wrestling regresa con Under Siege a Londres, Ontario, Canadá. 26 de mayo en Canadá, directamente a las 8 de la noche, hora del este, Under Siege, disponible por Impact Plus para todo el mundo y también disponible en Fight TV. Pero si estás por el área, por allá, por Canadá, hay mucho boricua, hay mucho mexicano, hay mucho latino, sobre todo en el área de Ontario, en Canadá. Adquieran su boleto, impactwrestling.com. Hay mucho latino por ahí, por el área. Dense la vuelta. Bupinder va a estar en acción, al igual que muchas otras superestrellas. Así que 26 de mayo, Impact Wrestling, directamente desde London, Ontario, Canadá, 8 de la noche, disponible por Impact Plus y Fight TV, y de igual manera todos los jueves de a las 8 de la noche también, por Access TV y por la suscripción de Impact Insiders directamente en su canal de YouTube, jueves 8 de la noche, la programación semanal de Impact, Access TV, YouTube Insiders, no se lo pueden perder, créanme, vale la pena cada segundo de su tiempo, yo lo disfruto, a mí me encanta el producto de Impact, lo consumo semanal, así que créanme, a ustedes también les va a fascinar. Bhupinder, before we go to the last two questions, I just wanted to thank you so much for your time. Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online Metro Puerto Rico y El Calce, mi invitado especial Bhupinder Gujjar, parte del roster de Impact Wrestling directamente de India para el mundo. Bhupinder, it's an honor for us to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Thank you for being here, sir. Your career and your pathway has been different and interesting, to say the very least. You made your debut in 2019, and just in a few months, you'd made your debut with Impact as well. You got officially signed last year, but you had a different beginning because your trainer was none other than the great Kali back in India. How was your time training back in India with Kali, sir?
Oh, that was a great experience. You know, I never see anyone tall like him before in my life. So when I moved at his school, then that was just first thing I was just looking at his face and his hands, giant. But I was there for not like 6-7 months, like my basic training I would have done from there. But that was a good enough time.
Ontario and Canada, where your career in Canada took like a different pathway. That was the place that granted you, you know, the opportunity to become, you know, to experience Impact for the first time. What can we expect from Bhupinder Gujjar in this next set of tapings, both Friday and Saturday, and as well, what can the fans in Canada and the Latin American fans in the area, because there are a lot of Latinos in Ontario, what's the invitation to them so they can come on the 26th to Under Siege?
Definitely, you're going to see a Bhupinder who can talk to people, who can connect to the people in the ring and outside the ring. So that's my main focus now. You know, whenever I go out, I just want to have fun. I want to entertain people. I want to make sure like people having a good time. When I'm coming out, I really want them to cheer my name, and definitely I love to meet them after the show whenever I can, before the show. And plus, they're going to see a great match because I'm really working hard inside the ring and outside the ring. And these two things, wrestling and, you know, getting my grills in, learning about pro wrestling, what exactly professional wrestling is. So that's a great time, you know. That's something I have learned, that and it's helped me to make sure that yes, I want to do pro wrestling.
That's great, sir. And you had the opportunity to make your debut, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2019 as well, as part of the Desi Hit Squad for Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
How was your experience to, you know, to face yourself to a huge scenario or a huge mainstream company like it's Impact Wrestling? That was your first time. What do you recall, you know, on your first day with Impact back in 2019?
First I want to say I got trained by Great Khali when I was in India, and then when I moved to Canada, I got trained by Scott Demore. And that when I get chance to work with Impact in 2019, I was super nervous, moved to Canada, had no clue what I'm doing, and scary, because you know when you move to in London, Ontario.
Así como lo escucharon, lo vieron en Guadalajara en acción, lo han visto en Estados Unidos, lo han visto en Canadá. Bupinder llega a Under Siege este próximo 26 de mayo, disponible por Fight TV e Impact Plus, y no se lo pueden perder por nada del mundo. Créanme, este caballero en 4 años ha tomado el mundo por sorpresa, ha dejado su marca en la industria, y el 26 de mayo no será la excepción. No le despeguen los ojos de encima, porque Bupinder llegó para quedarse. Sir, it's been an absolute honor to have you here as our guest. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your stories with us here at Lucha Libre Online. We thank you, we thank Ross and Impact Wrestling as well for your time. Any last words for the fans in Latin America?
I want to say thank you so much for having me on this show. And I really, really love Mexico. I really want to come back. So bring me back there. But that's a, you know, that's a home from, that's a home far from my home. So Mexico is like, I really, really like the Mexican food, Mexican, you know, friend. And, you know, like, I don't know, like, how things work here. So that I was a little, you know, confused, new kid, especially to this business and to this country. So, that was when I get a chance to work with Impact. It took me like a couple of days to digest, like, okay, I'm working with TNA, Impact Wrestling, because back then it used to be TNA six-sided ring. So I had to confirm from Scott, like, hey, Scott, is it the same TNA when I used to watch in India? I was like, yes, now it's Impact. So I was like, it took me a couple of days to digest, you know. I was like, okay, I'm going with Impact. And I did some shows in Canada, with under Desi Hit Squad. So that I think really when you know you had like big matches, these kind of big matches, you know, like what you want to do, because you already have the taste of success, you know. And I knew like I had compete in 2019 or 2019 in front of big crowd like in Windsor, Canada. So right away I knew. So love you, Mexico, and thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, sir. Let's hope to see you back in Mexico. Lucha Libre AAA, ya le escucharon. Denle una llamada por parte de Impact Wrestling. Llamen a Impact y Bupinder va a llegar a México. Así que ya le escucharon, Bupinder y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online, porque en español nadie lo hace mejor. Será hasta la próxima.
Issue reasons, so I couldn't cross border and couldn't perform in States. But I was training under Scott at his school, BC Dub, and I was just waiting for my time. And 2021, I signed officially with Impact Wrestling full-time, as a full-time, all visa issues sorted. So now traveling the world and, you know, learning a lot about pro wrestling.
That's a dream come true, to say the very least. When Impact Wrestling, either Scott D'Amore, the person that provided you the contract, handled you that contract, you earned it, you worked for it very hard, you are about to sign. What's going through your mind? Like, you watched this a long time ago. It was TNA, now it's Impact Wrestling. It's one of the top companies all around the world. How do you feel to be, you know, chosen to be that part, to be part of that roster?
Yeah, I want to say I was preparing for it, because I spent like over decade in my different sports. Like, I started my career, as most people I think I started my career as a bodybuilder, boxing, kickboxing, national level kickboxer, and I was doing all that stuff. But I knew that I wanted to do pro wrestling. Back then we didn't have much opportunity, so that was the only way I wanted to just keep doing and finding my way. But when I signed with Impact, like, I wasn't I wanted to do it, but it was like I was scary, because I had no one around me, like no friend, no family. It was just by myself. And I was, you know, if I had had to sign that big contract, I don't know. I don't understand, like, what exactly this contract is about. You know, I just don't want to sign the contract or going to stuck with some company. And when I got a call from Sanjay Dutt, and he explained me about pro wrestling, like Impact Wrestling, sorry. So it really, he really helped me to get, you know, gain the trust. And I was expecting it to happen like in a couple of years down the line, like maybe after 2 years when I moved, when I know, like, you know, I'm training or whatever. But it happened right away when I moved, and it's like my hard work pays over whatever I was doing for years and back home. I moved here, and then I was like, okay, you know, after I got a call from Sanjay, I was like, I'm gonna just sign this contract and let's see where it's gonna take me, you know. And then as I think back, as I remember, like I never cheated a single day. Like if I can, I knew I wasn't sleeping well, just 4 hours sleep, you know, going crazy, but I never cheated ever in my life, you know, training, wrestling, school or whatever, but it's just a loop was going on. And finally, I end up with Impact Wrestling.
And inside Impact Wrestling, you've had the opportunity to face and share the ring with so many names. One of them, a former world champion, as well as Bully Ray or Eddie Edwards, for example. There are a lot of talent that you have the opportunity to share the ring with. Moose, for example. How do you felt, you know, being toe to toe, step by, you know, face to face with the biggest names in the industry?
When you get to know, like you are working with all these superstars, you are first definitely nervous. But if you have you work on yourself and if you know what you're doing, it's more easy to just have to tell like, hey, that's what I'm gonna do in a ring. And inside the ring, it's all competition. I just want to give my best, you know. I don't want to look shit inside the ring when I'm facing all these superstars, you know, because people are watching me, so I want to give my best. And that's my kind of theory behind it. Like I respect all these superstars, all these pro wrestlers, or those who are my senior, but once I'm in the ring, I just want to give my best. So, and I think that's the way of show what you got, and it really helps you to build your confidence around these superstars.
Over the years, you had a lot of opportunities, but as well, recently, you had the opportunity to perform in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time with Lucha Libre AAA. It was waving that Impact Wrestling flag. You were representing Impact as part of the international team. A lot of coworkers as well, partners from Impact, had the opportunity to be there. How did it feel for you to, you know, to be there at Tijuana representing Impact Wrestling in front of thousands of people from Mexico, sharing the ring with people like Penta, but obviously, you know, that Impact Wrestling flag, like you had the opportunity to wave it in Mexico. How did it felt?
Oh man, it felt great because when I landed Guadalajara, it was like, you know, I felt like, oh,
Guadalajara.
that looks same as India. You know, you're not gonna believe, like that was my first reaction. I was sitting just beside Josh and I was telling him, hey Josh, did this place remind me of my home country? And he was like, oh really? I was like, yeah, Guadalajara, like the people here so nice, and the whole structures are like, you know, like my own country. So I loved, like the first thing I, you know, I, it was my first time, I just loved Mexico. And then I had big match like Pentagon, Black Rose, Laredo Kid, and representing India and representing Impact Wrestling on such a big stage, and seeing the whole opening ceremony, big military, you know, tens of thousands of people in this big stadium. And I was like, oh my God, I just love it. And yeah man, it felt amazing. I was so nervous for that match because I had to take finish from Laredo Kid, and I was nervous because I never had taken any Spanish fly from the top rope. So I was
That
kind of
was
I
your
had
first?
butter. That was my first, actually. I never had in my
It
life.
was brilliant. That was a clean one. Like,
So yeah, I wasn't even care about my match at that point of time, and I was just, you know, working in my mind like, okay, how can I make him look great, especially in Mexico? How can I, you know, take his finisher like as the best as I can? So I was just working on it, studying it, and we had like the small couple of seconds feud in last segment of the match. That was great, and we finished it well, and I gained few people's trust over there, made new friends in Mexico, and I love that place.
and you also had the opportunity to face, as you mentioned, Laredo Kid and Black Taurus, two Impact Wrestling stars as well. Like, brilliant.
That's big.
I'm going to say something in Spanish, if you allow me, sir. Y es que este 26 de mayo, viernes 26 de mayo, Impact Wrestling regresa con Under Siege a Londres, Ontario, Canadá. 26 de mayo en Canadá, directamente a las 8 de la noche, hora del este. Under Siege disponible por Impact Plus para todo el mundo y también disponible en Fight TV. Pero si estás por el área, por allá, por Canadá, hay mucho boricua, hay mucho mexicano, hay mucho latino, sobre todo en el área de Ontario, en Canadá. Adquieran su boleto, impactwrestling.com. Hay mucho latino por ahí, por el área. Dense la vuelta. Bupinder va a estar en acción, al igual que muchas otras superestrellas. Así que 26 de mayo, Impact Wrestling directamente desde London, Ontario, Canadá, 8 de la noche, disponible por Impact Plus y Fight TV. Y de igual manera, todos los jueves de, a las 8 de la noche también, por Access TV y por la suscripción de Impact Insiders, directamente en su canal de YouTube, jueves 8 de la noche, la programación semanal de Impact, Access TV, YouTube Insiders, no se lo pueden perder, créanme, vale la pena cada segundo de su tiempo. Yo lo disfruto, a mí me encanta el producto de Impact, lo consumo semanal, así que créanme, a ustedes también les va a fascinar. Bhupinder, before we go to the last two questions, I just wanted to thank you so much for your time. And they go actually tied by the hand. Under Siege, great scenario, Ontario and Canada, where your career in Canada took like a different pathway. That was the place that granted you, you know, the opportunity to become, you know, to experience Impact for the first time. What can we expect from Bhupinder Gujara in this next set of tapings, both Friday and Saturday, and as well, what can the fans in Canada and the Latin American fans in the area, because there are a lot of Latinos in Ontario, what's the invitation to them so they can come on the 26th to Under Siege?
Definitely, you're going to see a Bhupinder who can talk to people, who can connect to the people in the ring and outside the ring. So that's my main focus now. You know, whenever I go out, I just want to have fun. I want to entertain people. I want to make sure like people having a good time. When I'm coming out, I really want them to cheer my name. And definitely, I love to meet them after the show whenever I can, before the show. And plus, they're going to see a great match because I'm really working hard inside the ring and outside the ring. And these two things I'm going to bring on this upcoming show. Definitely, you guys are going to have a great show in London, Ontario.
Así como lo escucharon, lo vieron en Guadalajara en acción, lo han visto en Estados Unidos, lo han visto en Canadá. Bhupinder llega a Under Siege este próximo 26 de mayo, disponible por Fight TV e Impact Plus, y no se lo pueden perder por nada del mundo. Créanme, este caballero en 4 años ha tomado el mundo por sorpresa, ha dejado su marca en la industria, y el 26 de mayo no será la excepción. No le despeguen los ojos de encima, porque Bhupinder llegó para quedarse. Sir, it's been an absolute honor to have you here as our guest. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your stories with us here at Lucha Libre Online. We thank you, we thank Ross and Impact Wrestling as well for your time. Any last words for the fans in Latin America?
I want to say thank you so much for having me on this show. And I really, really love Mexico. I really want to come back. So bring me back there. But that's a, you know, that's a home from, that's a home far from my home. So Mexico is like, I really, really like the Mexican food, Mexican, you know, the people over there and the crowd and the way they love wrestling. It's like, yes, I want to be on this place again. So love you, Mexico. And thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, sir. Let's hope to see you back in Mexico. Lucha Libre AAA, ya la escucharon. Denle una llamada por parte de Impact Wrestling. Llamen a Impact y Bhupinder va a llegar a México. Así que ya lo escucharon, Bhupinder y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online, porque en español nadie lo hace mejor. Será hasta la próxima.